From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. It's official. The deaths on May 6th of a man and woman in Humboldt County are a murder-suicide. Police say 60-year-old Cheryl McDonald of Fortuna was killed by Ronald Crossland as she tried to protect a friend that Crossland was trying to kidnap. The 52-year-old Crossland was found dead later after police located a vehicle he stole and were looking for him. He shot himself. Police say McDonald was killed as she helped a friend move items from storage into a new home on the 3300 block of H Street. Critical week potentially for a new homeless housing program from Betty Chin. Eureka City Council has a vote scheduled tomorrow on the Crowley Site Local Coastal Program Amendment. That action would change the zoning for a parcel of land near the Hikshari Trail that, if approved, would allow for the construction of transitional housing on the property. That would consist of 11 trailers donated to Chin by PG&E that are in place on the site. Well, learn how to reduce sugar intake and improve overall health at Rethink Your Drink Day. That's coming up on Wednesday. Community residents can take part in this statewide day of action in Humboldt County. Healthy Communities, St. Joseph's Health, Humboldt County, and Changing Tides Family Services among those taking part at Eureka Grocery Outlet from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Fun family activities will be happening as well. You can create your own infused water and guess how much sugar is in a drink. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says almost half of all sugar consumed in the country comes from sugary drinks like soda, energy, and sports drinks. The Greater Eureka Chamber of Commerce announcing a ribbon-cutting event for the Key Real Estate Group, celebrating the grand opening of the real estate brokerage at the new 212 J Street location. It's happening on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Business and community leaders will join the staff of the company for the ribbon-cutting ceremony. The Key Real Estate Group was co-founded in 2018 by Victoria Copeland and Lauren Smith. The City Hall customer service window in Fortuna is now under renovation as of Monday. During this time, city business as well as utility payments will be conducted in the City Hall conference room. Patrons who come to City Hall follow the posted signage upon entrance to the building. All departments will still be open during regular business hours. Those are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and despite the scope of the work, no service interruptions are anticipated. The project, meantime, is expected to be completed the first week of July. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.